This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The collection of Tirmidhi Shama'il Muhammadiyya, and I'll do that for the remainder of this week. Then we'll move on, inshallah, to something different, to a different theme afterwards. But I honestly, Yani, I forgot how beautiful reading this book was. It's funny, huh? When you don't do something for a long time, you kind of forget the beauty of it. And reading this book, if you have not done the full recitation of it once in your life, you should. It's Tirmidhi. Probably one of the icons of our Islamic heritage, one of the icons, and yani his Jami', it's called Al Jami'. Most people refer to it as Sunan al-Tirmidhi, but it's called the Jami'. And this book, yani, is probably one of the most important collections of hadith that were ever put together. And from that collection, he put these hadith where he just wanted things that would describe him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a way that allows people to feel closer to him, especially if you never lived with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. You didn't have the opportunity to do so. Which is why I think there's a lot of barakah in reading it. So I'll recite the hadith tonight. قال حدثنا علي بن حجر قال حدثنا سويد بن عبد العزيز عن حميد عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن امرأة جاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقالت إن لي إليك حاجة فقالت اجلسي في أي طرق المدينة شئتي أجلس إليك. So the hadith is in the chapter of باب ما جاء في تواضع رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. What we know about his humbleness عليه الصلاة والسلام. This hadith, Anas ibn Malik tells us that he saw a lady and come and ask him that I have a حاجة. I want to tell you about a problem. So he told her any place in Medina, in the turuq, in the neighborhoods or the alleys of Medina, tell me where you want to meet and I'll sit and I'll sit to you and I'll listen to you. And he would do this, alayhi salatu wasalam, quite often. Yani, and for someone who is as busy as he is, for him to entertain these types of requests is something important. The second hadith that I want to narrate for you, and then we'll kind of let Sheikh Ziyad do his dars. Please, after we've done this, pray your sunnah swiftly. And then if you're not attending Sheikh Ziyad's hadith course, socialize in the hallway or in the extension so Sheikh Ziyad can start his lesson, inshallah ta'ala, in a timely manner. قال حدثنا محمد ابن إسماعيل حدثنا عبد الله ابن صالح قال حدثني معاوية ابن صالح عن يحيى ابن سعيد عن عمرة قالت قيل لعائشة رضي الله عنها ماذا كان يعمل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في بيته. Aisha was asked, What was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam like in his home, inside his house? So she said these beautiful words. قالت كان بشرا من البشر يفلي ثوبه ويحلب شاته ويخدم نفسه صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. He said, كانت بشرا من البشر. He was a person as people are. يفلي ثوبه. He would sit there and you would clean out his clothing. You would take out anything, the things that you can remove that don't require it washing with water. Because back then, washing with water was hard. Most of the fabrics, anyways, if you wash them with water too many times, they would be ruined, unlike fabric today. So they didn't do that very often. They would tafliyat al-thawb, where they would go and pick out anything that is any dirt, and then they would put it in the air, in the wind, and put it in the sun for a while, and then put tlib on it to make it smell good. And they would do this for a very long time, because the access to running clean water what can be used to clean clothing was not, it's only a couple of decades old. Like, it's not something that was readily accessible. So he kind of yafli thawba, you sit and you do that, alayhi salam. وَيَحْلُبُ شَاتَهُ, and he would go and he would milk a sheep or a she camel. وَيَخْدُمُ نَفْسَهُ, and he took care of himself. And he didn't, and he took care of himself in his house, alayhi salatu wasalam. Not unlike most. Yani, most men walk into their home and expect room service, basically. We expect everything to be set up the way we want it, and the person in the house is going to come and just offer you everything. Just as a point of reference, he wasn't like that, alayhi salatu wasalam. Just as a point of reference. Again, like I told you yesterday, he didn't hold us to the same standard that he held himself to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He held himself to a different standard. You can do what you want. Whatever works for you in your home, go for it. I'm not here to tell wives to stop setting things up for their husbands. But I'm saying that he held himself to a different standard. Aisha, this is what she said about him. He was like everyone else. He would go in and he would clean his clothing. He would milk his cow and he would take care of himself. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajma'in. This is the amount of humility and humbleness that he carried in his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who else in the world was worthy of khidmah, and worthy of being served and taken care of and pampered more than him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the people in his home. But that's what he preferred. He preferred to live like that, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And I find in that a lot of benefit. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عمرة قالت قيل لعائشة رضي الله عنها ماذا كان يعمل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته قالت كان بشرا من البشر يفلي ثوبه ويحلب شاته ويخدم نفسه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت أتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.